A guten Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Bereshis, Hascholos Hashone, Teivshe Zol Hofen, Shabbi Take, Tichle Shono Kloliseo, and Shabbi Tochel Shono Bilchoseo, Mitz Hashem, Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach. I want to share with the Olam this week a little bit of the Machshavos that we had over the last day of Yom Tov, Simchas Torah. We discussed some of these points by the Nilus HaChag. And I was asked, Mekasher, the Inyan of Parshas Bereishis, with the Siyum HaTorah. Bereishis Boro Likimus HaShemayim V'Soretz. Right away, Chazal tell us that the Tachlis HaBriya, everything was included, Mamish, in this word of Bereishis. It's included everything. B'shul Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. B'shul HaTorah Shenikra Reishis. The whole world, the whole future of the Bria lies in this first word of Bereshis. So on the one hand, we see that it's all encompassing. Everything is here. And by the Eibishter, we know the Eibishter Chlamalam and Azman. Rav Shach Zatzal always used to explain the famous difficult Rambam, where the Rambam talks about the Yisoid Yadas. He talks about Bechira. He talks about Hashem's Yediyas as Hasidis. And the Rambam just is very difficult Rambam. He addresses it and then sort of walks away from it. How do you juggle the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's Yediyah, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's knowledge of everything, ad Seif Hazman, and yet every person has Bechira. And the Rambam just, he has the kash, and then he says, listen, Hashem is Lamala, you know, Kilem Machshavei Zayim Machshavei Seichem. And the Ravid is not happy. The Ravid says, this is Nishkin Mahalach. A smart Machaber, the Derech from the smart Machaberim. If you have a kash without a Teretz, you can't give a Teretz, so you don't ask the kash. What's going on? So obviously, for Doiri Doiris, since the Rambam wrote these words, there's been many Mahalchim to explain the Rambam, to put into the Rambam's words the answer to the question. Rav Shach Zatzal always used to say that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Lamalam and Hazman. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't have the limitation of the time factor. And this Rav Shach used to say it with a starkeit. The Eibishte is in Alad Hazmanim. Just like we understand Maloi Choloretz Kvoidoi. Just like we understand, again, to whatever level we can understand, that there isn't anywhere in the Bria where there's a vacuum of the Eibishter. The Eibishter is everywhere. Now, pi Chasidus, now pi Machshove, there's Elikus in everything, in every single Bria, in everything there's Elikus. So the Eibishter is in all Zmanim. He's there. It's not that he sees the future. It's by him. He's there. And Rav Shach said, that's the answer. The Rambam answered the question. Saying, it's not that the Eibishter knows what's going to be tomorrow. He's there. He's there when you're making the decision. By us, it's limited. Because we don't have that achiza. We don't have even the understanding of what it means, l'mal me'asman. As human beings, we can only work with the limitation of time. Al koponim, everything lied in Bereshis. Everything. The Torah, Bishul Yisrael, the whole Asidus, everything is in Bereshis. So on the one hand, that's the emes, that's the truth. On the other hand, we know that we look at the Bria Olam and we see there was Keseder changes. Bereshis Boro Elohim, Mamish, the third word, Bereshis Boro Elohim. Say Chazal, Bereshis Boro Elohim. The Rebbeinu Shem created the world with Midas Adin. The world can't exist, so the Eibishter added Midas Arachim. What does that mean? Ra. There's no Ra, there was no beginning, there was no end, there was no Machshava Rishonah, there was no Machshava Shniyah. And then you go through the Bria, through these 6 days of creation, this Keseder changes. Havamin, what appears to be a Havamin, which is obviously not a Havamin, and a Maskona. It should be like this, it should be like that, it's one, it's two. Was tzachta? The whole musik of Adam and Rishon in Gan Eden, the original bria of Adam and Rishon, and then the haktona of Adam and Rishon going into the olam atachton, the world as we see it and as we know it, where we belong, where we don't belong. What's tzachta? What's going on? This is it's not a question. It's a plea. And if the Torah and Chazal didn't give us a peek, I would say it's not even something that we should address. It's so beyond, outside of our corners of understanding. But since the Torah Akdoish and Chazal Akdoish gave us a peek into this concept of Bereshis, Rosh Ein El Mechalami, Boi Leitov Yisodim Levadai, all of these Nekudas, that Chazal gave us an understanding that there was some level here of a Hava Mina Maskona, it's obviously incumbent upon us on our level to understand what this means. What's the lesson for us? What it means to us. And that was really the theme of what I wanted to discuss as we left the Yom Tov of Simchas Torah. And we addressed also, I'm not going to go into all the pratim, we addressed the whole idea, the concept of Simchas Torah. Why is there such a Yom Tov of Simchas Torah? Well, where did the Torah get into the picture here? Right? If you look in the Torah Akdoshe, doesn't say that the Simchas Torah is celebrated on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, does it? It's the eighth day of Sukkot. Chazal tell us it's not the eighth day of Sukkot, even though the Torah addresses it as the eighth day of Sukkot. It's a regel b'fnei atzmei. Rashi says she'en yoshvim b'sukkah. And this is the old challenge. What is Shmini Atzeres? It's connected to Sukkot, but it's not actually. It's a regel b'fnei atzmei. It's a zman b'fnei atzmei. Kol b'fnei atzmei. But somehow, it went from that Yom HaShmini, from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us, make a small suda, you and I, together, to this illustrious day of celebration with the Torah HaKadosh. Became more of a celebration of the Torah than the Matan Torah, than the day of Matan Torah. Where, what, when? And obvious to say that the answer is, well, that's when we finish the Torah and start Bereishis. It's obviously not an answer at all. Forgetting that the Bnei Marove, they finished every couple of years, every 3 years they finished the Torah. They didn't finish every Simchas Torah. But it's obvious, and this was a question that bothered me when I was still in my elementary days, that obviously that's not the answer, because then we would have worked our calendar accordingly. we would have started Bereishis by Shavuos and ended by Shavuos. So it's a brocha on Shavuos, which would have made much more sense, right, on the surface. So what's pshat in it? Lastly, if we look at how the Torah ends with Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira, and it tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was loikom b'Yisrael novi k'Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was a yochid in all the base hanavim, a yochid. The nevuah of Moshe is not just so different, as the Rambam explains by Riches, in its quality, but the halachic, even halachically, Moshe Rabbeinu is the end of Torah, then it already becomes Nevi'im and Ksuvim. It's different. Divrei Kabbalah. Some areas of Divrei Kabbalah k'divrei Torah. Some areas of Divrei Kabbalah is lav k'divrei Torah. But that era of the Torah ended with Moshe's Petira. Moshe was that category that didn't exist. And what happened? The Torah gives us a couple of words on Moshe Rabbeinu. How you must be Moshe Rabbeinu? How could you be? Chazal talk about who wrote these last 8 psukim. Moshe Kosev Bedema, the different halachas, the last 8 psukim. But it says the Yoda Gadoila, Yoda Chazoko. What was this? What was this? What was this unbelievable that Moshe Rabbeinu did? What was this tremendous gvura, this tremendous chazoka, this, what was it? Zok Rashi, shenisoy, liboy, lishbor, aluchas, it's a chazal. that we, when we want to capture Moshe's greatness, we talk about the Shviras Haluchos. It's a Pela Nifla. It's no question that the Shviras Haluchos took tremendous Gvura. There's no question. No question. And the fact that Moshe did that, he took the Luchos Elikim and he broke it. It was the call of the time. It's what had to be done. And he did it. But if we would take a step back and look at the history of the 40 years in the Midbar, we would have to say that that was the lowest point in Moshe's career. We had to break the Luchos. The Baruch Shem said, Lech Raid, go down. Say Chazal, what's Raid mean? Just to go down from Shemayim? Lech Raid mean do Lotzcho Kishi Chazal. This is Moshe's low point. Why would we capture this when we're being masped Moshe Rabbeinu? It's a Pela Nifla. It's mind-boggling that that's what we capture. True, it took Gevura, it took a Chayzik Yad, it took 100%. It was an emergency Atzala call that had to be done. But it wasn't, that's not L'chayra, that's not the glory of Moshe Rabbeinu. L'chayra. Clearly we're wrong. Clearly we're wrong. Even though that's L'chayra the way it appears, clearly we're wrong. Clearly, there was something about the Shviras Haluchos that captures one of the Ikir Limudim that Moshe Rabbeinu left over for Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's being reiterated and relived Ad HaYom HaZeh as the closing remarks about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Shaul's what's pshat. One last question. Famous Chazal, Medrash and Bereshis, talks about the different things that were here before Bria Zeilam. The Torah, we know, was created before Bria Zeilam. And we understand that. We understand that the mission statement of the world, the Tachlis HaBriah, is the Torah, is the Shmir HaTorah. The Kiyum HaOlam, the survival of the world, is Kiyum HaTorah. And that's why it makes sense that the Ribbono Shel Olam created that first. The tachlis of why this world is here, the Eibishter created first. Idealistically, it also explains the whole concept of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, of what was created first, Shemayim, Oretz. Chazal discussed this, this theory is Bereishis Brolikim Es HaShemayim Ves Oretz, B'yayim Asayis Olikim Eretz V'Shemoyim. And there's different answers given that Chazal give us. But amongst them is the concept that B'machshava Shemayim was created first, or Shemayim was created and then installed, however you want to understand that, installed second. But the bottom line is, it makes a lot of sense that there was a certain precedent, a hagdome, before the world was created, that there should be a concept of Shemayim. Because that's the tachlis of the world. To live for heavenly purposes. Not to live for Artius, to live for Shemayim. So it all makes sense. The Torah was created first. But then Chazal tell us that Tshuva was created before Bria Zeilam. Now Tshuva is very similar to, I would say, put in the same category as breaking the Luchos. It's important. It's needed. It's emergency care. It's an ICU. Right? It's an intensive thing that has to be done if somebody's a chayte. After all, when they asked the Chochmah and the Torah, they said, Nefesh HaChatasi Tomus. Tshuva is needed. But L'chayre, one would think that that's not the Tachlis HaBriyah. That's needed. You got to have it. Chas V'Shom, a person's holding in a matzav, Nefesh HaChatas. And the Torah and the Vim are saying, He Tomus. So we need the Eibishter to say, Yasa Tshuva V'Yizkapa, I understand. It's an emergency. But it's not the Tachlis HaBriyah. Why would Tshuva be like on the same scale as Torah? Rabbi Isai, the answer, I think, is really simple. And that is, we have to go to the Tachlis HaTorah. It's really Mefurish in the Medrash Rabbah. It's kedai to look up the Medrash Rabbah there. I think it's Parsha Mem Dalet. It's kedai to look up the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah brings the pasuk in Tehillim that says Imras Hashem Tzrufa. What is Imras Hashem Tzrufa? So Rav says over there in the Medrash, Loi nitnu a mitzvois el letzarif es habriyas. Fascinating. The whole tachlis of Torah is to be mashlim people, to fix people. That's what it's there for. In this week's parasha, it doesn't say toiv ma'oid by the bria of Adam Rishon. And I very often explain the Chazal with the Ramami Panu that the kitoiv of Adam Rishon was that it wasn't toiv, it wasn't complete. That itself is our kitoiv, is the absence of the kitoiv, that we have to develop ourselves. And that's the tachlos ha-Torah. And that's the tachlos of the mitzvahs. Ad kedekach, that Rav is telling us in the Chazal, that loy nitna Torah ella. This is what it was there. This is the purpose. What is tshuva? Tshuva is an element of fixing. It's not shaykh to fix something without understanding what areas are flawed. Being ready to make a change, a correction. It comes out that tshuva is really the mission statement of the Torah. The Torah is the mission statement of the world. And tshuva is the mission statement of the Torah. And that's why the bracha of tshuva in Shemoneh Esrei is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sechav Sechav V'Kovein Malkein Lava D'Sechav. Tshuva is what is the tachlis ha-Torah. Change, transformation, correction, fixing, steiging, growing, improving. It's all tshuva. That's what it's about. And that's why just like the Torah was created before Bris Olam, so too was tshuva created before Bris Olam. That's the Yesod. Thus is the Yesod. The ganze chet of the Egel Azov, Chazal tell us, kedai for the Olam to look up the sugya. In Avodah Zarah Daf Daled, the Gemara says that the ganze chet of the Egel, you look at Rabbi Yeshua, loy osu Yisrael as Egel, litin pischein per lebalei tshuva. Unbelievable. Right? Rav Shimon Bayechai, there's Rav Shimon Levi, there's a member from Rav Shimon Bayechai. But David HaMelech, similar idea. But the concept of loy osu as Egel, now look at Rashi's lashon here in Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, Kiloimar, giboirim v'shalitim b'yitzram oyu. V'loy hoyo roi lizgaba yitzram aleim. Unbelievable. Neurovoyim. So Rabbi Yenison Eibishitz goes to town. And the Keshis Yenison, I'm sure she has a Arichas Gottel. But anyway, the bottom line is that is what the Chet HaEgel was about. And that's what Shviras HaLuchas was all about. Shviras HaLuchas was about the perfected Luchas wasn't there for Klal Yisrael in order that we weren't able to that wasn't the Tachlis. In essence, the Shivrei Luchas was the Tachlis. The broken Luchas, the Torah that we have to schwitz on, like the Rechaim HaKadosh says, the Torah that we forget and we have to work on to remember. The first Luchas, there was no Shikha. The first luchas symbolized, if you had to make an analogy, to Adam Rishon Kodem Achet in Gan Eden. The perfect world, the perfect human being, perfection. The perfection is to fix the imperfection. In essence, the Shviras HaLuchas was a chelik of modeling the Torah that Klal Yisrael were able to embrace and to fix and to be misakin. Not to be misakin the Torah, but to be misakin themselves through the Torah. And that's the Chayilim Nota B'Seichen, like the Torah says, the Ganze Torah Shebal Peh, which was modeled after the Luchas HaShniyim, which is based on us, on Klal Yisrael, us perfecting ourselves. That was the Yorach HaZoko. Moshe Rabbeinu, that was his tremendous gift to Klal Yisrael. The Koyach HaTshuva, the Koyach HaTikun, the Koyach HaChazorah. And what a great connection. The Eibishter then went and to show us he created the world in a way that you need tshuva for the world to function. So the Eibishter created the world midas hadin, and no, you have to do tshuva, you have to change it, you have to be mitzarev midas hachabad. The Eibishter knew what was needed. But the Eibishter built into the Bria that the Kiyum HaOlam is standing on the concept, on the musig of tshuva. And that's why There's the Kabbalah Sater of Shavuos. There was the Luchos Rishonim. There was the Chet HaEgel. There was the whole Avodah. And then there was finally the Bali Tshuva, Klal Yisrael, the Bali Tshuva, the Salachti Kidvarecho. It's then that we reach the Spitz level, when we're holding in the Spitz level of Tshuva, the culmination of the Chag HaSukkos, the Tshuva Me'avah, where the Tshuva gets elevated to Tshuva Me'avah, the highest level of Tshuva. Then we're ready to dance with the Torah. That is the Simchas HaTorah. Because now the Torah reached the level of Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha V'Kaveinu Malkeinu Avedasecha. That's when we dance. That's the Rikid. Rabbi said we should all be Zeichatak to have a year where we get closer and closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, where we use the Torah to be Mitzara for ourselves, to do Tikkun HaOlam. We'll be Zeichat to see only Gute Zachen this year. Amen Ken Yirat. Agudin Shabbos.